Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. If you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Look, I know you gotta be frustrated. I know. I can taste it.
This is the reason we cannot have a right-wing fringe court dictate to the rest of America. Right.
This is about something so serious and so personal. Here we are on Mother's Day, a week where the court has slapped women in the face in terms of disrespect for their judgment about the size and timing of their families.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. New Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 286.
Right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. Our number, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the extravaganza. We'll get to a lot of your calls, especially at the bottom of this half hour. So with the approval of Biden's White House, we expect even more doxing and more demonstrations in front of the homes of Supreme Court justices tonight. Jen Psaki actually encouraging, quote, peaceful protest. Now, think back to January 6th. What did Donald Trump say that day? Many of you will now peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol so your voices can be heard. And, of course, we know now that the then-President Trump had authorized up to 20,000 troops, according to Mark Meadows, Cash Patel, the chief of staff of the Department of Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Defense himself. But anyway, this is Jen Psaki circling back, one of her final circle backs, encouraging peaceful protests. And I want you to listen to this.
So I know that there's an outrage right now, I guess, about protests that have been peaceful to date. And we certainly continue to encourage that outside of judges' homes. And that's the president's position. But the silence is pretty deafening about all of the other intimidation that we've seen to a number of people.
Intimidation, the harassment. Well, that would be against the justices that can't live in their own homes in peace. Never mind the fact U.S. Code 1507 expressly prohibits this type of intimidation. And of course, Merrick Garland is nowhere to be found. The
FBI director nowhere to be found. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas nowhere to be found. The very same people that were worried about parents speaking out at school board meetings and looking into and investigating them as domestic terrorists for daring to not support CRT or to support age-appropriate education for their children. Unbelievable times we're living in. Now, there is a battle that is going on. It actually is taking place on Twitter. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and Chicago Mayor Lightweight exchanging barbs on Twitter. She says, to my friends in the LGBTQ plus community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next. This moment has to be a call to arms, she tweeted out. We will not surrender our rights without a fight to victory. And that's what she said. Anyway, that tweet came a week after Politico obtained this draft decision on potential overturning of Roe v. Wade. Congresswoman Boebert retweeted Lightfoot and said, insurrectionist. Excuse me, insurrectionist is your thing, not ours, Lightweight fired back, referencing January 6th. Boebert then responds by decrying Chicago's violence. 6 killed, 18 wounded in your city this past weekend. By the way, that number is low. And anyone that's listened to this program or watched Hannity, you know we've scrolled the names that you never hear of all the people shot and killed every weekend in Chicago. It's unbelievable. Whoopi Goldberg joined in on this, defending Mayor Lightweight. Listen.
I think that Lori, when she says a call to arms, that's something we in the 60s know what that means. That doesn't mean to go and do any fight. That means to pay attention and make sure you're there voting, doing what you need to do.
That's a nice spin from Whoopi Goldberg, but this has to be a call to arms, and we will not surrender our rights without a fight and a fight to victory. Anyway, joining us now is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Boebert is with us from Colorado. Congresswoman, thanks for being back with us. How are you?
Hi, Sean. I am great. And, you know, there has been some exchange of words there with Lightfoot. But look, Chicago has burned down on her watch. We had this summer of love in 2020 where so many businesses were burnt down, where people died, riots in the streets, and people are continuing to die. Her city is a wreck. She needs to get in there and fix this now. Get off of Twitter and fix your city.
Well, it's not happening. You know, I can take you back to my TV show, Congresswoman. And back in 2009, I started scrolling the names of people that no American had heard of. Mm-hmm. And those were the names of people shot every single day, every weekend in Chicago. I mean, you could predict in summer months and winter months, you know, anywhere between 20 and 50, some weekends, 60 people shot. Of the 60 shots, 20 are dead. And and this has been going on again for forever. And they don't lift a finger to protect the people of Chicago. There's no law and order. There's no safety and security. How do you pursue happiness if you don't have simple safety and security? I don't think you can.
Right, Sean. Hundreds are dead just this year alone. It's a complete war zone in Chicago. They like to blame Indiana for their loose gun laws there, or their lack thereof. But Chicago should be a leftist utopia with all
the gun laws.
Wait
a minute. I don't see the violence in Indiana every weekend.
Right.
Do you?
No. But they like to say, well, if people are more free to get them in Indiana, and then they bring them to Chicago. That's not happening. That's just their excuses for their failed policies not working. They have more gun restrictions in Chicago than anywhere else. And this is where we are seeing the extreme violence. And citizens are not even able to protect themselves. But you have the mayor putting on Twitter a call to arms over the Supreme Court ruling with justices having
It's a draft ruling, in fairness, and it seems like it's likely going to come down that way. And that then gets to the big lie, which we'll talk about. But yeah, she put it out there. It sounds like a call to arms means a call to arms to me. Why do I have to make excuses for what she said or try to interpret differently what the obvious meaning is?
Right. You shouldn't have to interpret that, because that is what she said. It was a call to arms, and that's what that means. This is what the left does. They redefine words to make things fit their narrative, or to get out circumstances that they don't want to be held accountable for. The president, President Trump, was impeached for a perfect phone call and a perfect speech, but now we have Mayor Lightfoot saying a call to arms needs to take place over an abortion ruling, a draft abortion ruling. Get out of here. We are not going to try to interpret the deep meaning of this. We heard what she said.
So let's talk about where this goes, because, and I think this is a very important point, because I think Democrats believe, because they don't have anything else to run on, they're not going to run on the great economy, because we, you know, had more disastrous inflation numbers today. I mean, red hot inflation, 8.3% on top of last month's record high, 8.5%. It's still a 40-year high, inflation high. They said it was going to be transitory. That was a lie from the get-go, but they were spewing that lie. And now we've got the highest price for a gallon of gasoline that we've ever had in the history of the country, shattering that record yesterday. And I'm not sure if they went up today yet. We'll find out. Diesel prices have never been higher, and there's a shortage of diesel. And diesel is obviously used in 18-wheelers that deliver every product to every store that we shop at. And we're paying record prices for everything we buy at every store. Bloomberg now estimates it's about $5,200 a year per household in Biden inflation. And they also are now estimating the average American that drives a car is going to pay an extra $2,000 a year just to fill up their gas tank because of Biden's horrific energy policies.
That's right, Sean. And right now what we're facing is this disinformation governance board that is put in place by the Department of Homeland Security, a militarized department of the federal government that has weapons to enforce their policies. But they have this disinformation governance board, this Ministry of Truth, or I like to call it a Department of Propaganda, to hide their lies.
Well, by the way, I got to give you props on this, because there's an effort in the Senate to defund it, and you're leading the effort in the House. Tell us about it.
Yes. So they want to cover up their lies for their bad policies. And this board is exactly how they want to do that. Americans on the right, left, and center should be able to agree that the federal government has no business trying to monitor our speech and judge what is true and what's not. It's not adding up. Just look at this Nina Jankowicz. She was hired to run the program. She has been a parrot of MSNBC and pushes tons of fake news or disinformation, as the CNN host likes to call it. She said that the Hunter Biden laptop was a plant by the Trump campaign. She pushed the Russia hoax. And she also dismissed the COVID lab leak theory as disinformation. She's a partisan hack, Sean. This whole department.
Well, were you as surprised as I was when questioned the DHS secretary? Number one, how does this keep the country safe and secure? I'm trying to figure that part of it out. When asked, when the DHS secretary Mayorkas was asked about Jankowicz, you know, he had no idea that she was the biggest purveyor of disinformation herself.
Here's my question to you. If your intent was to combat misinformation online or in the government, why on God's green earth would you nominate someone who is a human geyser of misinformation?
Senator, I am ultimately responsible for the hiring of Ms. Jankowicz to be the executive director.
Were you aware of these? Were you aware of this information when you chose her? Everything I've just shown you?
I was not.
How could you not be? Did you do any research on her?
Senator, I will not discuss the internal workings of the hiring process.
Why not, Congresswoman? I'd like to know what the process is, because they clearly screwed up badly.
Absolutely, Sean. This needs to be addressed. And if he did not know her background before she was hired, he certainly knows it now. It has been exposed, and she needs to be fired. Nina Jankowicz needs to be fired and removed from this position. You know, while Democrats want to terminate babies, I want to terminate this Orwellian Ministry of Truth. And that ultimately needs to be what happens here. This is an attempt to silence free speech, and especially an attack on Republicans. Republicans and what they are saying that goes against the leftist narrative. And that's why I introduced this Protecting Free Speech Act to terminate this board, to defund this board, and to make sure no tax dollars are ever used to create another agency like this.
Quick break, more with Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and then your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, as we continue.
Biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we continue with Congresswoman from Colorado, Lauren Boebert, is with us. Why do you think you've become, in just a short period of time, such a lightning rod for the left? And I think I know the reason why. I believe you're just fighting for the things you believe in. When you did the video of you declaring that you have a Second Amendment right to carry in the Capitol, and apparently the laws allow for that, I think that drove everybody off, like they bubble and fizz like Alka-Seltzer and water and just freaked out over you.
Sean, I am radically me, and I speak the truth. Democrats hate the truth, and that's why they have this disinformation governance board, because they want to silence the truth at all costs. So, of course, when somebody actually gets here and does what they said they're going to do, they can't stand it. They attack me. They attack my family. I'm sure the attacks will continue to roll out. They attack my children and my business, but I am here to protect the American citizens. Our founding fathers created government to secure the rights of the people. Freedom of speech isn't granted by politicians. This is a God-given right, and we are in place to secure that right. Government's powers are derived from the consent of we, the people. And there's a lot of people up here in Washington, D.C., who need to get back to that foundation and that understanding of where their authority comes from. It's from the people, and ultimately, the people have all of the authority. And so this is why we need to protect free speech now more than ever. This is a fundamental right. And even though we have a man in a fake White House set who says that no amendment is absolute, I'm here to say that freedom of speech is absolute, and I will do everything I can to stand and defend it.
By the way, isn't that the most bizarre thing? We figured out finally why he's using a White House or an Oval Office set versus the real Oval Office, is because he can't have his precious teleprompter saving him in the real Oval Office. I mean, that's how bad the cognitive decline of Joe Biden is. Mm-hmm. Congresswoman Boebert, I know that the people of Colorado are going to be reelecting you. How's your race looking, real quick?
So, Sean, I'm in a primary against a very leftist Republican, a rhino, as some would say, and he's encouraging Democrats to switch to unaffiliated so they can vote me out June 28th. So I need everyone to get involved. Go to laurenforfreedom.com. Every little bit of support helps tremendously in getting the message out to independent voters in Colorado so we could reach them, tell them what I'm doing as their representative to secure their rights, to fight for our natural resources, our energy independence, to secure our southern border, and to stand up for our children in schools, moms and dads at school board meetings. So laurenforfreedom.com. Sean, it would be a huge help if your listeners could.
That is the sleaziest tactic of your primary opponent, and we fully support and endorse your candidacy. I love to see people that fight go to Washington. Clearly, you're doing that, and I suspect that this tactic, this trick, is not going to work, but it's, you know, just shows how nasty politics is. You picked a tough business, Congresswoman. We appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Sean.
Quick break, right back. More of the best of the Sean Hannity Show coming up.
Sean's got more behind-the-scenes information. More contacts than anybody. More friends behind the curtain. Sean Hannity is on.
In a minute, we'll get to Senator Tom Cotton, who I'm very fond of from Arkansas. He's turned out to be a great senator and a real fighter from the great state of Arkansas. And he's leading an effort to defund Biden's Department of Homeland Security Disinformation Board. You know, Mayorkas goes up to Capitol Hill and, you know, Senator Kennedy, Senator Hawley, they just smash him into the ground. Listen to this.
When the department picked her, did it know that she had said that Mr. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation?
I was not aware of that. We do not discuss the internal hiring process.
Here's my question to you. If your intent was to combat misinformation online or in the government, why on God's green earth would you nominate someone who is a human geyser of misinformation?
Senator, I am ultimately responsible for the hiring of Ms. Jankiewicz to be the executive director of the Disinformation Governance Board. In my capacity as the secretary,
why did you choose her?
I bear responsibility for that. I understand that she is an expert in disinformation.
Yes, indeed, spreading it.
And she will have an obligation to execute her responsibilities in a nonpartisan way.
Were you aware of these? Were you aware of this information when you chose her? Everything I've just shown you?
I was not.
How could you not be? Did you do any research on her?
Senator, I will not discuss the internal workings of the hiring process.
She's the biggest purveyor of disinformation in the entire country. Now, to Senator Tom Cotton's bill, he's leading the GOP bill to defund this Biden DHS Disinformation Governance Board, or as we affectionately call it here, the Biden Ministry of Truth. And what he wants to do is prevent funds from going towards any other similar entity established by the Department of Homeland Security. Remember, created after 9/11 to stop terrorism. We have chaos at our borders, and we're doing zero background checks, zero health checks in the middle of a pandemic. We have no idea who's coming in this country on any given day. We just facilitate the aiding and abetting and law breaking, and then give free transportation and dumb people in the dark of the night into this state, that state, and pretty much every state. It's unbelievable. Anyway, Senator Tom Cotton's back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Sean. It's good to be back on with you. And yes, I think that this new so-called Disinformation Governance Board is appropriately called the Biden Ministry of Truth, and your tax dollars should not be going to fund any such board. Disinformation is any fact that's inconvenient to Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Let's not forget that she also accused people like me who said early in the pandemic that this virus might well have originated in the Wuhan labs of spreading disinformation and xenophobia, while she was praising the Chinese Communist Party for its success in suppressing the virus, where they're now locking down cities with tens of millions of people. It's just one more example of why we should never have the government in the business of refereeing opinions in political debates. The solution to speech that you don't like is not to have some mentally disturbed person like Nina Jankowicz exercising government power to suppress that speech. It's to have more, better, and more persuasive speech.
Yeah, well, and I don't think it's the government that ought to be running it. It sounds like a government crackdown on freedom of speech. Look, I've been in radio 35 years, Senator, and the fairness doctrine has been on the table with the left to shut down conservative talk radio, one of the few outlets where conservatives can actually voice opinions. I don't know what part of Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech, because that's exactly what it would do. This, you know, you can take this anywhere you want it. You have a purveyor of misinformation leading the Biden Ministry of Truth. And now where is this effort to defund Biden's DHS Disinformation Governance Board? Do you think you're going to be successful? Are any Democrats willing to go along with you?
Sean, I think that Chuck Schumer will go out of his way and bend over backwards to prevent a vote on this piece of legislation, because many Democrats who are vulnerable for re-election this year don't really want anything to do with this Minister of Truth or this woman who appears to be mentally unstable if you review her social media. But then again,
wait a minute, you didn't like her rendition of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Yeah, we'll have to ask my 5-year-old how to pronounce that, since he's watched that movie so many times, Sean.
That was bizarre, man. That was really weird.
It's just so strange. But I got to say, I mean, there's a lot of Biden nominees who appear to be mentally unstable if you look at their social media accounts over the last 7 years. But if we get a vote on this bill on the Senate floor, I believe we'll get some Democratic votes, because, again, they don't want anything to do with defending this person or defending this board. Now, Chuck Schumer, of course, is going to go out of his way to try to stop a vote. But if they want to move forward, for instance, another coronavirus spending bill, or once we get to the original spending bills, I'm going to work very hard to get a vote, because your tax dollars should not be supporting a Ministry of Truth to referee political debates, especially in the height of a campaign season.
It's pretty unbelievable to me. Now, what do you think about Mayorkas? Now, here we have the worst situation at the border we've ever had, and he picks somebody that is a purveyor of disinformation herself to run this DHS Disinformation Governance Board, Ministry of Truth, and then says, well, we're not going to talk about the hiring practices. And he didn't know a single thing about Jankowicz and her background of being a purveyor of misinformation. How is it possible they hire a person for this important position and not know a thing about her?
Yeah, Sean, it just doesn't make any sense. On the one hand, you can't say that, you know, we've got the border under such good control, and we've got the opioid crisis under good control, that we can worry about refereeing political disputes. But on the other hand, say, well, I didn't understand anything about the woman we hired to referee those disputes. You can't have it both ways. It's just one more example of how Alejandro Mayorkas was hired not to try to stop this flow of migrants across the border. He was hired to facilitate it. That's what he says his goal is. He wasn't hired to ensure that we respected free speech, especially from a department that's focused on national security. You know, this is not, say, the Federal Trade Commission regulating false advertising. This is the Department of Homeland Security, with all of its powers regulating free speech. This is exactly the kind of thing he was hired to do.
Well, I mean, it's pretty amazing to me. Now, let me ask you a question. You're a lawmaker. We have laws on the books. The law says you're not allowed to enter the United States illegally. I'm sure you could cite the statute off the top of your head. But we have laws that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to aid and abet law breaking. But that has now pretty much become the policy of the Biden administration. And Mayorkas is facilitating all of this law breaking, aiding and abetting in law breaking. And all they're doing is processing people that enter the country illegally, and then they're giving them free transportation to the state of their choice. We're paying for that, too. And then they get preferential treatment because there's no COVID tests or vaccine mandates for illegal immigrants. Jen Psaki said at the time, because they're not going to be here very long. That didn't turn out to be true at all. Here, meaning that spot in Texas or Arizona, wherever they came in illegally. And my question is, if I went down to the border, I helped somebody cross the border, I put them in the car or truck that I was driving, and I transported them to another state, would I not be guilty of aiding and abetting law breaking, and would I not be guilty of human trafficking?
Well, Sean, you should be. But in this administration, you'd probably be given an award and probably a government grant. I mean, that's what a lot of left-wing nonprofits have been doing for years, exactly that kind of activity. And as you say, that when they talk about what they're doing at the border, how they're surging resources to the border, they're not surging resources to help the Border Patrol secure our border. They are surging resources to help process the entry of all those illegal migrants into our country. Sean, it's so bad that they're even talking about sending doctors and nurses from the Department of Defense and the VA to our border. People who are supposed to be dedicated to serving our troops and their families and our veterans might end up going to the border to help illegal migrants instead. At a time when backlogs at VA clinics all across Arkansas are alarming, it just, again, it goes to show the deep ideological commitment of this party to open borders. Remember in that debate, Sean, in Miami in the 2020 presidential cycle, when one of the moderators asked, should we decriminalize the illegal crossing of our southern border? And almost every candidate, to include Kamala Harris, raised their hand. And Joe Biden kind of like half-heartedly, sheepishly raised his hand after looking around and then lowered his hand, didn't know which way to go. But his policy has been, from the campaign, a de facto policy of open borders.
It's pretty unbelievable. Now, have have any of these planes full of illegal immigrants, have any of them landed in Arkansas?
Sean, to our knowledge, we haven't. However, we are close enough to the border that we clearly see the brunt of it, not just in the illegal migrants that show up in our communities and work to undercut jobs and wages for Arkansas's workers. In many cases, the very legal immigrants who came here years ago after doing it the right thing, but also in disturbing increases in drug use, especially fentanyl and other synthetic opioid uses as well. I mean, it's very easy for these migrants, once they cross the border, just get in a car and drive a few hours up the road into Arkansas. When you have 200,000 illegals cross our border every month, Sean, every state is a border state and every town is a border town.
It's true. And you know what they're doing? I can tell you, in New York, they're not landing at LaGuardia. They're not landing at Kennedy Airport. They're not landing in Newark, New Jersey. They're landing in Westchester Airport at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning because they know people won't be watching and they won't witness all of this. So they've been hiding it. And when Peter Ducey questioned the soon-to-be ex-White House Press Secretary Jen Circleback-Psaki, and pressed hard. Well, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., we call that an early morning flight. I don't call that an early morning flight. Do you, Senator? I call that
I call that a dark of night
flight. Yeah, exactly.
And you're right that they're going into remote airports. But, you know, when they fly into a fancy neighborhood like Westchester, Sean, because it's not got a lot of traffic in the dark of night, what do you want to bet that all those illegal aliens don't stick around Westchester? Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's neighborhood, just like that, they don't go to Silicon Valley and they don't go to Bethesda and Chevy Chase in the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. More with Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on the other side. Then your calls, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, we continue our final moments with Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. You know, it's pretty amazing that they seem to be picking individual states. Now, in the state of Texas, Governor Abbott, I think very smartly, decided that he's going to take all the illegal immigrants that they apprehend, put them on a bus, and send them to Washington, D.C. Ron DeSantis in Florida, well, he's taking illegal immigrants that are dropped in his state, and he's sending them to Delaware, Joe's home state. And I think every state should be doing something similar. If they're going to break the law and assist in breaking the law, then they ought to be responsible for the people that they brought into the country illegally.
Yeah, and Sean, the only thing better than that would be to put them on a bus and send them back to the country of origin. And that's what Joe Biden should be. That's what Donald did. Remember, they're not running the Border Patrol for the most part. They're running to the Border Patrol to make bogus claims of asylum, when in reality they are economic migrants simply looking for better jobs and a better way of life. I understand that, but that doesn't mean that we can accept and tolerate it. these countries should, or these migrants should be required to remain in Mexico, or better yet, remain in their home country if they want to pursue a claim of asylum. That alone, returning to that simple policy that we implemented in the Trump era, would shut down the vast majority of the illegal border crossing we see right now.
Every single problem could have been prevented. The crisis at the border, keep the Trump policies. Energy independence, keep the Trump policies. 40-year high of inflation, we could have kept the Trump energy and economic policies. If they would have stayed on Donald Trump's timeline to pull out of Afghanistan, we would have gotten everybody we needed to get out, and we would have gotten our military equipment back, the $80 billion estimate of our high-tech equipment. All of this happening in such a short period of time, and as much as I predicted a lot of this would happen, I never thought it would go this bad this fast. Did you?
Well, I knew that it would be really bad, Sean, because as bad as Barack Obama was, in some ways, Joe Biden as his vice president was even worse, egging him on to make even more foolish choices. And then when you had Joe Biden take office and you saw the kinds of people that he was nominating, like this Nina Jankowicz woman, like Alejandra Mayorkas, you realize that, whatever his abilities, he was surrounding himself with far left progressives who wanted to use the power of the federal government, in many cases weaponize the power of the federal government to achieve their ideological goals and, if necessary, steamroll their political opponents.
These are unbelievable times, Senator. We need voices like yours. We really appreciate you taking the time to be on radio, TV when you join us as well. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thank you, Sean. Great to be on with you. Happy weekend to you and your listeners.
You too, sir. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead. You are listening to the best of the Sean Hannity Show. Don't forget, catch the Sean Hannity Show weekdays right here on this station. And stay tuned for more right after the latest news.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.